We left off yesterday trying to do what we like to do best, just trying to walk a tightrope. It's not the first time, hopefully not the last time. Tosis walked us through the sugya, and Tosis is coming to the realization that we have to be very, very careful, tread very, very carefully in the sugya, because on the one hand, we are searching for an individual who's going to be chayef to pay for Dmei Hana'ah, because we want a case of Kimla Dramine, so we have to find a potential Dmei Hana'ah out there. On the other hand, we don't want to go overboard. We don't want to end up with somebody who's paying als nezek, because if he's paying als nezek, als gazel, or whatever else you want to call it, then it's going to automatically be that chiyuv is going to kick in before the chiyuv nisim deshimayim, and that's going to undermine the entire sugya. So we're walking very, very carefully. We've got to get a chiyuv mamon, but the chiyuv mamon's got to be a chiyuv hanah, and it can't be a chiyuv mazik slash gazel. Why this is so complicated, says Tosis, is not just a question of timing, but it's a question of value as well. Because at the end of the day, even though we can pinpoint a spot in the upper digestive system as to where we want to place this truma, we still have a bit of a problem, because when we try to evaluate how much this truma is worth at that point, this point of, I don't want to call it the point of no return, because it's the point of maybe return, whatever you want to call it, it's the point of return like that, chach, for lack of a better term, that precise moment in time, the precise geographic location, we'll even draw it out here, we'll make it more lively. Okay, very good, okay, excellent. Anything else going for us? There we go. Okay. Yeah. So we'll call this zero, one, whatever it's called. Okay, here we have a guy. We're going to try to focus on the throat area, okay? So we're going to make him a little bit of a longer throat than average, right? There's a guy over here, he's not happy, because you had somebody shoving truma down your throat, you're also going to be happy. The truma is being placed right over here. Okay, that's the mark. All right, that's what the Gemara calls. It's Efshar Lahachzir, albeit Ayudei Hachak. So we got everything perfect. We got a guy who's chayav Misav De Shemayim for giving that last gulp. We have it's not a chiyuv of mazik. Presumably, it's not a chiyuv of mazik because it's Efshar Lahachzir Ol Yedei Hachak. But comes Tyson says, I don't understand. Stop. Hold the phone, says Tyson. I want to know exactly how much is that truma worth right there. At that point, if you would be mishar the truma right then and there, how much would it be worth? It says, Taisus b'monam shach, whatever you can answer me is going to be problematic. If you tell me that that truma is still worth an awful lot of money at the state that it's in, when you give that last gulp, what are you, Rabbi Say? You're a Goslin's last mazik. And you should be chayav the full amount, but it should be preceding the chiyav mitzvah shemayim. Everything's a disaster. Even you to tell me that it's not worth anything already, which I would have thought, because everyone's been already shoved down this guy's throat, so it's probably not going to get all that much in the market value for it. So then, wait a second. If it's not worth anything anymore, so then what's the problem? So what am I chayef for? For what? For being nene? You heard of such a thing? Who's chayef for nene? I'm only chayef for nene if somebody else is chos or something, right? Everyone knows that. So what am I possibly chayef for? That's what Tosis got into a pickle. So comes Tosfos with an Elkimta, but Likta this Elkimta is as Zal Lomdus from Tosfos, that becomes a whole topic in of itself. So comes Tosfos and says, in the Divrei Maaskel of Tzricha de Masadur de Etchak, says Tosfos, V'yei Shloimah, Milta Tosfos, you're going to make Karel Havik Bakim Shavah Pruto Ba'at Yoyser. This truma wasn't worth millions of dollars before it even started. So says Tosis, you want a dollar cent? You want a dollar value on this? Depends where you're asking. If you want to know what it was worth over here, what it got into his mouth, this arrow out here, we don't want to get misled. At this moment, it was worth the koshi a shava pruta. Right? The shava pruta plus a half a, I don't know, half a kopek or something. It wasn't worth all that much. Now, when you get down to over here, it's worth pachos mishava pruta. Says Tosfos, that's the solution to the problem. That's the answer to the world's problems. Why? Says Tosfos, because once it's worth pachos mishava pruta over here, we can no longer be mechayiv for what? What's the key, Rabbi Say? If it's less than a shava pruta, we can no longer call you a what? A gazlan or a mazik. We can't, mazik, gazlan, less than a pruta is garnished, right? So we can't nail you for a mazik slash gazlan. So we're home free. But now we have a problem. Wait a second. So I should be guilty, nochamel of what? Of overkill. Because once it's dipped beneath the point of Sheva Pruta, so then, why am I chayif for being nana? After all, it's a classic zen nana. What? Let's hear it, Rabbi Yisai. It's a zen nana v'zelu chaser. And everybody knows that we pass in halacha. Zen nana v'zelu chaser is what? Is potter. So Tosis is back in a pickle, back in a jam. They thought they solved the problem. They made it Pachas Sheva Pruta. No, they overkill by making Pachas Sheva Pruta, underkill, whatever you want to call it. So now Tosis has to go back to Bava Kama in the second parak, relearn the second parak of Bava Kama, reevaluate, no pun intended, the sugya of Zen and Zelo Chaser, and come up with a solution why, even though it is dipped to the point of Pachas Sheva Pruta, we could still make you pay for Hanoah. So says Tosis, Aleyadohan, says Tosis. Even though right now, this truma that's lodged in my throat is taka less than a Sheva Pruta, and we can't be mechayvi on Tzilchas Gazon right now. Sof kol sof, when that truma goes down, and I feel full, I am satiated, give out, what a meal that was. Ah, shoved down halfway through my throat. Necha de etchak, pach the Sheva Pruta. One thing I can tell you for sure, I ain't going out for dinner tonight. Not going out for dinner tonight. That means I saved some money on my calf cross. What is that? $35 easy for dinner, right? No question about it. I got money in my pocket. Right? I can go do wonderful things with that $35 now. So even though I was, quote unquote, if you think about it, I was, in effect, a goslin / mazik, quotation marks, on a pocket of Sheva Pruta, but I was nene, yesim Sheva Pruta. Because when mice at the end of the day, I was marviach more than a Pruta. So we can hit you for hilchas hanoah without necessarily calling you a goslin / mazik. That's the solution to the problem, says Tosis. But there's only one small or big, depending on your perspective on the sugya, a major problem. So let's not kid ourselves. There's a major problem over here. Tosis is trying to make the sugya work according to halacha that zenene v'zelo choser is potter, right? That's the goal of Tosis. So Tosis said, hey, wait a second. If it's pachas v'sheva pruta, which it has to be because otherwise you're chayim al gazlan, so then, wait a second, even though you're nene more than a Sheva Pruta, but you are only mechasa the guy, a pachas b'Sheva Pruta. Because when I come into the kolzman, that it's not here, I haven't done anything yet. Someone else is shoving the thing into my throat, so I'm mamish totally passive. It's only that last gulp that I become the nene / gazlan / mazik, whatever you want to call me, it's at that last moment. At that last moment, the moment of truth, when it goes from here to hear that last gulp that I give that makes it totally to the point of beyond return. What happened in that gulp? So mamash, you have to really love this. You really got to get into the throat for this. You got to mamash look. I don't think guys look at endoscopy so close as this. This is unbelievable. You got to really, really look at this. So at that moment of time when it's going down from here to here, how many different halachas just kicked in? So Tosis at Gezok, I'm a quote-unquote goslin, but not really because it's pachos. So we can't hit me for gazela. Can't hit me for gazela / mazik. What was I? I'm a nehne. And I'm nehne yaiser b'sheva pruta. So we can hit you for hano. Really? You can hit me for hano. But it's a zen nehne. How much was I nehne? I was nehne at $35. How much was I mechasa the guy? Less than a sheva pruta. Because Tosis just got finished telling me it's less than a sheva pruta. If it wasn't less than a sheva pruta, then I'm a gazlan. So I was nene at $35, and I was mechaser guy pachas Sheva Pruta. How much am I going to have to pay? What are they going to make me pay? Pachas Sheva Pruta? Beis doesn't sit in case of pachas Sheva Pruta. So chiv to pay pachas Sheva Pruta. So how much am I going to have to pay? So Tosis is back in the pickle because the sugi of Zed and Nelo Chaser is staring us in the face. I was only mechaser guy pachas Sheva Pruta, and you want to hit me for $35? That's not fair. Says Tosis, I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove to you from Bava Kama that lichtin the sugyas of Zen and of Zelo Choser is the following statement. What would the din be in the following case? Leave out the guy swallowing truma. Leave this guy's too gory. The guy doesn't look too happy anyway. Forget about it. A regular case of Zen and of Zelo Choser. Okay. What if I'm nene $100, but my hanor can be evaluated at $100. Your chisorin is only evaluated at $20. How much do you have to pay? I'm not a mazik. It's a behema, it's a shein b'shus ramim, it's some other case, dar b'chatzavesh lo b'dayit, whatever, it's not mazik, it's not gazlan, it's chayiv al tznehne. But we pass in Allah, it has to be chaser all, so this guy got to be chaser. So what does it mean? Yesh ladun, says Tosis. When we say that zeh nehne v'zeh chaser pays, do I only pay up to the value of the chaser? Well, once there's some chaser there, then we can mamish know you for everything. Then I can know you for the whole hanah as well. What's the din? A new shaila, mamish, I didn't know we were learning super stuff. Lam, and all of a sudden, Tosis is pupling in the sugyas in Bava Kama, the second parak. So Taisa says, if I could prove to you, I'm going to work really hard, if I could show, if I could prove to you, that Lichten the Sugyas of Zeh Neheneh, Vizeh L'Chaser, is the following klal, that once you're Neheneh, and once this guy is Chaser, it doesn't matter whether there's a discrepancy between the Hano and the Chaser, you're going to have to pay the full Dmeh Hano. That's what Taisa has to show you now. If I could prove to you that that is right, then we have salvaged Ksubas Taflamim. That's quite an order Taisa has to show you. Then this whole case makes sense. We can't nail you out to Galsland because it's Pachas Shavu Pruta. We can't get you from Hanoch because you're Nehenem Yais Mishavu Pruta. Aye, but you only Chaser Pachas Shavu Pruta. Doesn't matter. Because once there's a Chisaron there, once there's a Chisaron, then Magalgan loves a coal, in effect. For lack of a better term. Then we make you pay for the entire Dmeh Hanoch. So now, the whole sugi in Ksubas Taflamim is hinging on that one piece of information within the sugi of Baba Kama. We have no idea what the answer in Baba Kama is. We never learned Baba Kama Dabchav, so we have no idea. But Taisus did learn Baba Kama Dabchav, and Taisus is about to rattle off raya after raya after raya to show you that they are in fact correct, that there is in fact compelling evidence in Baba Kama Dabchav that in the sugi of Zen and of Zelo Chaser, as long as the other guy is Chaser, even a Mashahu, that's enough to be Mechayim me for the whole Dahana. And because of that reality, because of that truth that Tosis is about to show you, now the singing Subas reads like a charm. That is Mahalach of Tosis. Yeah, sorry, I said something, I just had to get that out. It was, otherwise it was, like that, yeah.
So, I was just wondering, Tosos has to give this entire shot because otherwise he's stuck with this question of
right.
What's the value,
right.
What was the debt
right.
Of the dumb.
Right.
So we got into this whole issue to begin with because we needed to find a case of
right, we gotta get Hanoh licked to it with the Chiyamisa.
Right.
That's the problem.
Does the violation that needs to happen need to be two Isurim or two Isurim that are punishable? Because you could say there's a Ptur because it's a Pachum Shavu Pruta, but there was still an issue that took place.
No. We need Kimid Rami. We're not learning.
No, there's still two Isurim. No,
I need two Chiyuv. I don't know if you leave that the word Isurim. I need two Chiyuv. I need a Chiyuv Misa and a Chiyuv Mammon. So give me the Chiyuv Misa, that's a Chiyuv Truva. Give me the Chiyuv Mammon.
So there's a Chiyuv Mammon.
Where's the Chiyuv Mammon?
Well, he was mad, and it just happens to be afterwards
of the tour.
But no one would say that there was never an issue that took place.
No. I need a chiyah moment. Beis Din's about to invoke a chiyah. Give me a chiyah
moment. There is no chiyah moment.
Good. So then the sugi is no good. Okay? Good. So you help me out. Thank you. Okay. So Rabbi Sai, at least we know where Tais is going. I don't want to hear about the original Gazlan. That's too complicated. I don't want to hear about the first Gazlan. Too complicated. Let's stick to it. We can't even figure out what this guy's doing here. The other guy, you want. You learn Merubah, we'll talk to the other. Call me Yaakov. He's learning Gadam Meghanav right now. He's Hakabi last night. We're driving home from Queens. He's Hakabi about Ruchayim, about Shtaras, about Goals of Shtaras. We talk to him about it. He's into this these days. Okay, everybody say. I went into Yesodi last night. I usually hang around there Tuesday nights when I pick him up. Nice later. So I sit down. Everywhere I turn, everyone's hacking with the choice, with the Gwendolyn Menagan, I've zipped off from Kefir, from everywhere you go, all corners of the Abbot Kantras, Abbot Smedish. Everyone's talking about the same thing. So you got to go there. You'll figure it out. Okay. Good. Rabbi Sa, I don't want to talk about it now. Rabbi Sa, get him back to that story. So let's see the Taisus. Let's see what Taisus says. So v'yesh lomer again, kigayin demei kor lavi b'akim sheva pruta ma'ad yoyse, v'yatash in eskalk l'ktsas eina sheva pruta. V'afilu izen en evzela chose potter, which is not just an afilu, but that's a big paskin, v'ikom mokoyim, kevin deshovin kol shehu, so I cause some chisaron, albeit a very small amount, as mechai b'kol, so I'm chai for the entire mena, all 35 blocks worth, because I caused a half a pruta of chisaron. And Taisa says, I approve to you from two Gemaras. Taisa said, if anyone bothered, open up a comment of Chaf, you will see clearly that there are two indications of the Gemara that is in fact the case. Did anybody bother to look up those two Gemaras? Hopefully everybody did, so we'll just chazen over really quickly. In the Shach Matar, between Rav Chama and Chizba and Rav, everyone's pumping about with the Zen and the Zelachoser, Schai Vapotter. The Gemara attempts to bring a raya that Zen and Vizelo Choser is in fact Chayav. Just the Hanot itself is Chayav, even without the Choser part. Just the Hanot and Lof is a Chayav. What brings a raya from a sugya at the very beginning of Baba Basra? You want to learn Hashutfin? When we look at Sabbath, we don't learn Hashutfin. So, at the beginning of Baba Basra, the Mishnah talks about the following case. Makav is Chaveiro, Megimur Ruchos, Medalad Ruchos. You have one guy, I got a field, okay? And I'm surrounded on all four sides from Shimon. Shimon's got fields on all four corners, okay? Somehow I'm paying him off to be able to get out of my field. It's a different story. But I'm surrounded by all four sides. And the way the fields are now, there's not necessarily fences between the fields. It's not a great thing that there are no fences between the fields, because obviously my animals could eat your stuff, your animals could eat my stuff. So it's a good idea. Everyone will benefit from having fences there. Shimon goes ahead in the middle of the night, and he goes in and hires a contractor and builds fences all around. Comes the next morning to Reuven and hands Reuven a part of the bill. And he says, well, I just did you a gewaldig ketoiva. Right? A gewaldig ketoiva I did you. You were then, and now you have protection. Your field is protected. So Reuven says, okay, I was Nana, but Lamaisi, you weren't chaser because you were putting up those fences anyway. You wanted those fences for yourself. So what? I happened to have been a side recipient of that hanoah, but my being here didn't cause you any hefzer, didn't cause you any chaser. So if you hold that zeh nefzer lachaser is potter, I should be potter. And the Mishnah says yichayev. Mishnah implies that yichayev. So comes the Gemara and says, isn't that a raya that Zenem Zel Chosher is chayef? And the fact that the Mishnah says that Reuven now has to reimburse Shimon for part of the fences. The Gemara says, no. This is an example of a Zen Nene, but what? Vizeh Chosher. This is Chosher. Why is it Chosher? Why is it Chosher? Why is Shimon Chosher by Reuven's being there? Oh, so the Gemara has some funny line. Yeah, I don't know geometry over there. Ad grapli a kefi yaseiras. So the chlekes have shown him what the case is. This may not even be the right diagram, whatever it is. Lamaisa, the fact that if Reuven wouldn't have been here, so Shimon would have also had to put up fences, right? But he would have been able to get away with what? With putting up different kinds of fences. He could have put up fences surrounding the outside over here. Now the fact that Reuven is here, so the fences have to be bigger. Either the fences have to be between the two, or the fences, the general area of the fences, the perimeter of the fences is bigger. So again, I don't want to get into the math right now, Rashi and Tosis, but not for now. Bottom line is that Reuven is causing Shimon a little bit of a hefzer, a little bit of a something. His presence there is costing Shimon a couple of extra bucks. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that because Shimon can turn around to Reuven and say, you cost me a few extra pennies, now I can insist that you pay me what? You pay me for the entire hanor that you're getting. Even though I only caused you, even though Reuven can say, I only caused you a little bit more, not the whole thing, it's not all my fault, it doesn't matter. Once you chasa something, then you have to pay lefi kol demei hanor. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. That's right number one. Right number two. The Gemara says, going back to the story of Dar b'chatz chavero, Dar b'chatz chavero shlomi daito, if you have to pay rent, you have to not pay rent, what's the story? The Gemara quotes a statement that if I move into somebody's house and the house was new and I stayed there for a week, I used the apartment for a week, and then you come and ask me to pay rent, so the Gemara says, then I have to pay you. Then if it was a new apartment, I for sure have to pay you. Why? Because my being there was chaser a little bit. Where was I chaser? It's the same apartment. I didn't break anything. Shecharisa, the cost, the walls got blackened a little bit. Walls got a little bit dirty. It wasn't, well, it's not fresh paint like it was beforehand. So I caused you a little bit of a hefset, oh, boom, then I got to pay you $10,000 rent. So comes Tyson and says, what is this? How much can we evaluate the loss that I caused you? So I blackened the wall. So it cost 29 cents to go get a little bit of white out to put some cover up the black wall. Well, how much hefset did I cause you? Now you're going to make me pay $10,000 for a Rechavi apartment for a week. So comes Tyson and says, what do you see from the Gemara? You see that Zenene, Vizel or Chaser is only potter if the other guy's not Chaser at all. Once the other guy's Chaser, even a mashul, even a penny, even a nickel, even a dollar, even $10, you got to pay the full amount. He says, Tysus, what's the difference? Just as in Baba Kama, you have to pay for the entire Hanoah, even though the Chaser was minuscule, but it existed. Who had dinami, even though the Chisorin here is minuscule, it's Pachas Shavapruta, but it's there, it's something, it's mashul. If you have to pay for the whole demehana, all $35 that you save from eating dinner that night. So that was Taisa's dinyan from those two Gemaras in Baba Kama. In case you want to make Taisa a little bit more powerful, Taisa didn't bring, it was probably the best of all the rayas. Somehow Taisa left out. And the Rashba in Baba Kama brings a third raya to Taisa's Yisaid. The Rashba Baba Kama points out, if you look at the end of the Sugya, where the Gemara tells a story about how there were these there was an area that belonged to Yesaimim, certain that property that belonged to Yesaimim, and some guys moved in without getting the Yesaimim's permission, and they were living there for a couple of months, and the Yesaimim weren't necessarily planning on renting it out to anybody. So the Gemara is pilpling back and forth, is that called Zedan as Alachasa or not? So finally the Gemara says that particular case happened to have been that there were some people who were paying a little bit of rent to the Yesaimim. There were some guys, Karmanoi, the Gemara says, a couple of some goyim were floating by, and you give the Yesaimim a couple of pennies here and there. So when somebody else came in and moved in, so it would cost the Yesaimim those couple of pennies that they were getting from these goyim, these travelers, these vagabonds, who were just popping in every once in a while. So the Gemara says that was also not a zen and a zelochos, that was not a zen and a zechos. Everyone saw the Gemara? Okay, so it was a zen and a zechos. You don't get the impression from the Gemara that these guys were paying top dollar prices to hang out in the Yesaimim place. And the Gemara uses the lashon that when the person who lived, who came and took over the Yesaimim's property without getting rishus, when he didn't want to pay, so Rav Nachman gav l'chola padna minei. So Rav Nachman took away the guy's whole property until they would pay off the Yesaimim. It makes it sound like that the Yesaimim were entitled to get full market value for the rental of that area, even though the amount of chosa that they had was minuscule. So the Rashi says, you see from that Gemara also, that Zenen of Zelo Chaser, once there's a Chaser, anything, even a couple of pennies, that we can throw the book at you and make you pay for the entire amount. So you have three Gemaras that each one sounds, I say that again, sounds, none of the Gemara says black on white, but the Gemara about the black on the white walls, the Gemara about these vagabonds floating around and paying a minuscule rent, the Gemara about Ad Gratli Kefi Yaseira, Tosis by us, and the Rashbam Vakam are all making the case that you see that within the sugya of Zenon as a Chaser, as long as we can get a little bit of Chaser in there, Mashu, a penny or so of Chaser, we're going to make you pay for the entire Hana. So since Tosis says we have two Gemaras, three Gemaras that all point in the same direction, Agamar makes perfect sense. Agamar reads like a charm. This is the Okim to the Gemara. Ad Kan Devir Tosis. Rabbi say? It's a great thesis. It's gewaltig pshat, because it's only as true as those three gemaras are true. If those three gemaras aren't true, not that the three gemaras are not true, but the conclusion that the Rishonim drew from those gemaras, if those conclusions are not correct, then, as we say, nafal hayisoid, nafal habinyan, the entire thesis topples down to the ground. Is there really such a gemara? Is there really, truly such a Gemara that says such a thing? That Zenen, the sugi of Zenen of Zelochaser, once you chaser a little bit, we hit you for everything? Three possible Gemaras? Taisa over-dramatized the Gemaras. None of the Gemaras really say it. Gemara sounds that way a little bit. Mashmos a little bit. Comes in Mechay Yosef and quotes in the name of the Yad Ramah that Lohoyu Dvame Eilam. The din is not true. So lo, the chlal not true. Zenen of zech chaser pays, you pay exactly what the chaser was, not a penny more. Not a penny more, not a penny less, says the Ramah. There's no such Gemara. The Gemara never said you pay the full amount over here. The Gemara said you pay something. The Gemara never said you pay the whole amount by the blackened walls. The Gemara said you pay something. When Rav Nachman said, when the Gemara says Rav Nachman took away the whole guy's house until he paid up the Yesaimim, it just meant he was trying to convince him to pay the Yesaimim. Not that he was going to take away the whole house forever. He was taking away the house until they paid the Yesaimim, the $10 that they owed him. And then he'd give them back the rest of the house. There's no Gemara, says the Yad Ramah. No, never was, never is, never will be any Gemara that says anything like Tosfos dreamt it says. Of course, if there's no such Gemara, we just spent 0-3 on those three Gemaras that we thought existed in Bava Kamma. Then we're back to Rav Yisai, back to where? Our favorite place. Back to square one. Then we need a new answer to Tosfos' dilemma. We thought we had this great, grandiose teretz that we made it just perfect, just mamish perfect. But it's only perfect if Tosfos' next line is true. If Rishonim disagree with Tosfos' line, then they have to come up with some new solution. Is there any other solution to our dilemma? Is there any other way to explain away why, on the one hand, you're not a gazlan, on the other hand, you're still a mehaneh? So comes Tosfos' Bava Kamma, and takes a different approach to the sugya. Who saw the Taiz Bava Kamma? What does Taiz Bava Kamma know? Who's got Taiz Bava Kamma for me? Who's got a bit of a compliment? Got a Gemara, okay. Now we're talking. There we go. When Daf is on, who remembers? Chaf Beis? Chaf Beis. By golly, Vim Toimer. Hahu de Tachav lo Chaver be Beis Abliya. The Rachel and Aris. Amai Chayev Ha'oichem. Zen Nenev Zelo Chosahu. Shim hoya machzir, hoysa demenes vein sheva klum. If the guy's going to give it back at this point, the point of X, of course it's eino sheva klum. Now, this does not mean pachzir shiraputa, does it mean it's mamar zira? I don't know. But for sure it's not worth more than a pruta. It can't be worth more than a pruta. How did Tosfos know? They didn't tell you because they weren't learning subis right now. But if you'd learn subis, you would know that it's not worth a pruta. How do you know? Because it's worth a pruta, then what? No. Chazara, then what? Then you're Ghana, then you're Gaza, then you're Mazik. So Tosfos in the Kasha, when they're sitting and learning Bavakama, they're assuming that you already went to Shir Leshibak Subis. They're assuming that's the Seder HaYeshivis. You're like Subis, Seder Bavakama. There's no, I don't know whether that's the Seder HaYeshivis, I'm not sure. But they're expecting that you already finished Maseches Ksubis, because Shas is in order, so you learn Ksubis, then you learn Bavakama. So they already know you can figure out that that Truma at this point can't be worth all that much, because we don't want to put you into the Gazan category. So Taisha says, Abazoi, that's not worth all that much. So then, is the Chazen and the Vizelo Chaser? So when we read this Taisha and Chafam Abayz, if we're half asleep, what are we expecting Taisha to say? Because we also learn Ksubis. So what are we expecting? You know, before we bother reading the Taisha, we're thinking that we're about to hear a terrorist like what? That's Pachal Shiva Pruta, and I was Nehaneh more than a Pruta, and the Chasar was less than a Pruta, and Shechrusa the Ashaisas, and Grand Kefas. We're expecting a rerun of the Taisas in Ksubas Taflamen. That's exactly what we're all geared up. We are psyched, Rabbi said, right? Actually, we are psyched up. We had the same Kasha of Taisas in Mavakama, same Kasha of Taisas in Ksubas. We're about to save Yeshalaymar. That's what we're expecting. Well, Rabbi said, we're expecting that we're in for a big disappointment. You know why? Because Taisas doesn't say anything living or dead that resembles that. Yeshalaymar says Taisas. The loy dummy. The hoyil v'nene machmas hachisaron shahoye b'tchila. What does he say? Tosfos gave you a new klal in Hilchazen Nene v'zechosa. Tosfos says normally the rules are as follows: Zenene v'zechosa chayev, Zenene v'zelochosa potur. But what if you have the following? Like a little delay, like a little grumma switch here. That, okay? You have a little delay of action, all right? There was a chisaron that took place. But the chisaron preceded my hana'ah. But true, it preceded my hana'ah. And I wasn't even really responsible for pulling it off. I was laying on the floor with someone shoving down true down my throat. So it's true I wasn't responsible for the chisaron. But at the end of the day, my hana'ah is dependent upon that chisaron happening. The only reason why I don't have to pay $35 for dinner tonight is because my stomach is full. And the only reason why my stomach is full is because my mouth was already being worked on because somebody pinned me down on the ground and shoved truma down into my mouth. So it's true that all along that way, yechbid an oinus, what do you want from me? But sof kol sof, no pun intended, this one, push comes to shove, the bottom line is that when I'm nana, when that food goes down into my stomach, I have my mouth to thank for. And at the time when the chuma was put into my mouth, it was worth a lot of money. It was worth $100. It devaluated very, very quickly. The media started working, my saliva is working on it, so it's going down in value very, very fast. But sof kol sof, Tosfos just created a new klal. When the hana is born machmas achisoro, that's called Zenene v'zechoser. Even though I wasn't the one who was mechaser. I was not mechaser, the guy. It happened by itself. It happened before I even became had a choice. I'm on the floor having truma shoved down my throat. So Tosfos, that's called Zenene v'zechoser. That is no resemblance at all to what Tosfos said by us. And now comes Tosfos and says, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. Says Tosfos, I'm going to prove to you. I just made up a new klal. Mamashim, the suya Zenene v'zechoser, Tosfos, Mamash made up a new klal. So he says, but we're right. We have to be right. Why? Who remembers the original case of Chiyuv Hanor? Everything is modeled after what? What was the original source in Panoim for Chiyuv Hana? Shein B'shus Rabbi. Says Tosfos, we have to go through the same gory anatomy in the throat, the mouth and throat of the animal. Al Isala Mechayev, Davi Shein B'shus Rabbi. Elahanos Meyav Mechayev, Avapish Im Mechzira En Shavakun. An animal standing in the middle of the street and starts chewing on carrots. Reuben's animal was chewing on Shimon's carrots in the middle of the street. How much are the carrots worth before they went into the animal's mouth? $100. Very expensive carrots. $100 they were worth. The animal's chewing away, chewing away, chewing away. Is the Baal HaBeim a chayev yet? No, he's not chayev. As the carrots depreciate really, really fast, they used to be worth $100. After the animal puts it into his mouth, that first saliva of the animal, down to $25. A couple of chews, down to zero. It's mamish worthless. Is the Baal HaBeim a chayev for mazik? What's the answer? Absolutely not. Why? It's the Pasuk in Chumash. Anyone learn Pash Mishpatim? Ubiya b'steyachet prat l'rishas harabim. Is the Baal HaBeim a chayev for hano yet? What's the answer? What's the answer? Has the Behemah been nana yet? If you would yank those carrots out of the animal's mouth now, but I have to pay, I have to give him dog food tonight, I have to feed him for supper tonight. So there's no Chiyuv Hana yet. When does the Chiyuv Hana kick in, Rabbi say? When it goes down and the animal gives a, geschmack. You have to take me out for dinner tonight, I'm just doing well. Too many carrots for tonight. That's the moment of truth, that's the moment of the Chiyuv Hana. So says Tyson, I don't understand. But at the moment that the behemoth is being nehneh, why don't we call it a what? No, let's hear everybody say, call it a what? Zenana v'zeh what? V'zeh lo chaser. Because after all, at the moment of hano, it's not going to worth the brute anymore. It's nothing, it's worth it. Nobody's going to buy, even if you pay a couple of pennies for a trum inside the mouth of a person, you're not paying nothing for an inside the mouth of an animal. So that those carrots are worthless. They have a value, market value. Try to be Makai Shanisha with those carrots in the animal's throat. Zippo, zero. Pach the shepherd. Nothing, zero. Big zero. And Afa Pichain, that's the model in Chazal for Dmei Hana. How can you be Chayef Hana? It's a Zenen of Zelo Chaser. It says, Taiz, it's Zetman Fanda that we misunderstood what Zenen of Zelo Chaser means. Zenen of Zelo Chaser means the other guy was not Chaser Bechlal, nothing. But if there was a Chisaron, albeit the Chisaron preceded the moment of Hana, since the Chisaron was the prerequisite for the Hana, that's called Zenen of Zelo Chaser. That's the Taizus. You have to mamash have Ruach HaKodesh to read this Mishnah in Bava Kama about Shein B'Shus HaRabim. You understand what Tosfos is doing? They're looking at this Mishnah, Shein B'Shus HaRabim, and they're mamash, they're analyzing this mamash down to the last nitty gritty and saying, how can it be Chayef Shein B'Shus HaRabim? How can it be Chayef Tmei Hana? It's a Zen and a Zen Chaser. How can the Gemara call it Chaser? It's not true, it's not Chaser. The Chaser is over already, it's gone. There is no Chaser right now. It says Tosfos, that Korach HaKishi, that we have to redefine Zenen Ev Zelo Chaser. Once we have to redefine Zenen Ev Zelo Chaser, that when the Chisaron is Geirin, the ultimate Hano, that's called Zenen Ev Zelo Chaser, then we could extrapolate back from Shein B'Shus HaRabim back to our case of Truma. We made the complete circle, says Tyson Bava Kama. Why are you Chayev here? You know why you Chayev, says Tyson? Because this is called the Zenen Ev Zelo Chaser. What do you mean Zelo Chaser? It's worthless over here. Not Zechosa here, but Zechosa from before, and it was the prerequisite for your Hana. That's why it qualifies as Zenene Vizechosa. You're not a Goslin. We cannot nail you for that last gulp. You can't be called a Goslin for that, because right now it's worthless. You can only be a Goslin if you steal something that's worth something. So Taizen Bevakam is coming up with a different solution to the same problem. There's Taizen Bevakam and Taizen Kasubas are trying to solve the same dilemma. We don't want you to be a Goslin, but we want you to be Nana, but how could you be not a Goslin and be Nana at the same time? So whereas Taisus of Kama gave a Shtipa Torah that, well, it's a little bit of a chisaron, not enough to make your galvan, because Bach Shur Prut, it's a little bit of chisaron, and therefore, once you have a little chisaron, we can get you for a whole Hana, as they proved. But any Rishon that doesn't buy into those Gemaras in Bava Kama about the black walls and about the Apadnas and about all the other Rais, about the Gramps, the Seiras, all those others, the Ramad, the Nuchal Yosef, who don't buy into Taisus and the Rashbas, Rais in those Gemaras, must search for another answer to the Sugya. And thus, Taisim of Kama came up with the other solution. So we have Machlaikis, 2 days in Taisim, Taisim Subas, Taisim of Kama. What is the solution to our Sugya? And the 2 days in Taisim ultimately hinge upon whether you buy into the three Rayas or not. So far, so good. Who's with us so far? Who's holding with us so far? Who's holding with us 80% of the way? 80 or more? Okay, good. Yeah.
So we're only assuming like Rava, not Rabbi Bar Chama, then?
Yeah, we pask in that. We pask in that. The Zenem is Al-Khosis part.
And also, in the posting to the, why do you think that those Gemaras are talking about kids where there's only a lesson to show through the damage?
Oh, wait a second. I didn't say that. You said that. Tosis is just proving that if there's a small damage, but a lot of hana, you have to pay the full hana.
Maybe it only starts.
Oh, wait. Hang in there. Yeah.
We're assuming that its value is depreciated by the action, but in certain cases where you see that its value is like for the sales coming from this effort, in that case, still there would be hana, but there would be a value object, right?
Let's stick to these. These cases are clearly. There's something happening over here. This food is not worth as much here as it was up here. Okay, whether it's dipped beneath brut or dipped to zero or something, it's hard to believe it's the same value. I mean, I would pay a lot of money for food in a restaurant, but pay significantly less for food in someone's throat. Okay? Can you imagine if somebody just like zoomed in on like one of the lines in the middle of the shiur? You'd think we were absolutely out of our minds. No, not to do with Isser. It's Pavel's real brutal because it's the guy's throat. Yeah, I don't know. Let's stick to these cases. So, Rabbi Say, so the way we just presented, I'm trying to sell you the following. I'm trying to sell you that this Taisin of Avakama couldn't have gone the route of Taisin Subis because it must be that Taisin of Avakama is on the Adramas team and the Mechay Yosef's team. And it must be, right? That's the reason why they didn't go this route. Because otherwise, this Taisin Subis is not a Beit Teretz. Taisin Bava Kama couldn't go this route Dafka because they disagreed. So when you learn a little bit more Bava Kama, you realize that what I just said now is Dvar Mitalim. Why? Not everything I said. No, just the last 30 seconds. Why is Dvar Mitalim? Taisin Bava Kama says Pem Ole, a blot earlier. Taisin says the same Dizman as Taisin Suba says, that everybody knows these three rayas, two rayas, three rayas. Everybody knows that the Sugiv Zenen of Zelo Choser, everybody knows as long as you're Mechasa the guy a little bit, you got to pay the whole amount. Taisa says it Pem Ole. I put the Taisa on probably, right? Then I put it on? I didn't put it on. No, I'll show you where it is. Taisa says. Where is it? Where is it? At the bottom. Where is it? So it's the top of Chafal from an Aleph. The Yavli, the Yaspi, the Vamuat. The Gemara says that those goyim were paying off the Yisom a little bit. Umachmas came chayv l'shalim ma'ashenene. Afa bishul osi chisa kol kach. V'chein mucha kula shmaisen kedemin liyam shim shacharisa d'ya shaisa. Taisa the Feirish holds. Taisa the Feirish. Everybody holds it. Ariad Rahman, Mucha Yosef disagree, but all the Balei Taisa throughout Shas hold like that. So I ask you, Rabbi Sai, if we're so smart, if Taizen Ksubis is so smart, they were able to come up with this wild Okimta because they held that once you're in the Sugi of Zen and Zalachos, you have to pay for everything. So how come Taizen in Bava Kama didn't see this coming? How come Taizen Bava Kama had to go to the left field to give you another Shtibl Torah? What was wrong with what Taizen Ksubis said, as I say? Taizen Ksubis' pshat is gewaldic, a pshat. It should have at least made an Odeh Shalom and Inami in Taizen Bava Kama. They mamish ignore it. It's like, we don't even want to hear what we said in Ksubas. Don't even bother me with what you said in Ksubas. Rabbi Say, what are you going to tell me?
He ignores it because in his question he said, Zeinu Shavah Kulam. So it's not worth anything. So he takes away that whole shot.
That's what you think Taiz is bothering us. Taiz says, Zeinu Shavah Kulam. So the machloik is Taiz in Ksubas and Taiz in Mekam is food that's inside a person's throat. Is it worth 0.000 pruta? Or is it worth 0.001 pruta? Could be. That's the machloik is. Could be. Come on. Only Ash there. What do you think?
Over here, we're trying to figure out
Kimmich. Right. We almost forgot about that, so we're trying to figure out, right?
So we're trying to do a partnership almost.
We just got to get money. Our goal is to get money. That's the goal. You can take that line out of context also. Our goal is to get. We want a Chiyama. One year in Shia, a guy took all the lines out of context. and he put it together on a Purim video for us. He showed it to the Shir on Purim night. It was all these kinds of lines. Every line that I said, and I'm sure I'm right. So I was working on that. Okay, yeah. So the goal is here to find that Chiyuv Malam. That's the key. So we don't want it to be Gezeila, because that's going to be overkill. We want it to be Hanah, but once it's Hanah, why isn't it the next, by definition, Gezeila? That's the problem. We're in that same rut that we've been in for the last 2 days. So we're trying to get out of the rut. So Tosis got us out of the rut, Tosis and Mavakama got us out of the rut, but why didn't Tosis get out the way Tosis and Ksubis got out? Rabbi say, Tosis and Ksubis, the Mechilis covered the Heli Hela Bali of Tosis, pulled the wool over our eyes. Some guys I saw noticed it. Some guys have still got the wool over their eyes. Taisa showed you two Gemaras, three Gemaras, give all the Gemaras. I've been mechasa the guy X amount, I'm chayef to pay $1 million. I'm mechasa the guy $5, I got to pay $1,000. Mechasa the guy $2, I got to pay $35. Taisa's extrapolated from those Gemaras and said, I've mechasa the guy, pochas to shove a pruta. Right? Because it's only worth Pachashar Pruta right now. It can't be worth more because it's worth more. We're in trouble. We're Gazlan. So it's worth Pachashar. I'm Bechasnik. I Pachashar Pruta. Now I got to pay the whole $35. So if you look at the Maharsha on our Tosis, the Maharsha already was Ma'irer. The Tosis made a leap of faith that, to quote some guy, landed on the moon. This was a giant step of faith, giant step for mankind. This was an unbelievable jump, the Maharsha said. I put the Maharsha on Maram Kermis. That's understood. You have Taisus on, not a Mashah. The Mashah says that this is not at all the same as these Gemaras in Bava Kama. There, I was Machasa the guy a moment. I was Machasa the guy moment, $1, $3, 29 cents, a pruta, not a half, a pruta. So then we could discuss Bagaga of a Sakol. Over here, what do you mean a Chisor? How can you call that a Chisoron? A less than a Shah Pruta is called a Chisoron? Less than a Pruta is Mishkin moment. What the Mashiach says in his Lashon, Rabbi Berat Gezocht in his Lashon, Achisarun, Rabbi Chisar Prut, there's Nishkin Momen. There's Nish Momen, there's Nish Chisarun. That's not called a Chisarun. So you're a Nene without it being a Chisarun. Nene without a Chisarun is what we call Zeneh Vezelechosa, which we call Potter, thank you very much. So Zocht the Bachber, Zocht the other Achirayim, and all say Pemolei, that the reason why Taizim of Akama didn't want to go the route of Taizim Subas, not because they couldn't figure out to make it worth a 0.1 Prutha. We could have came up with a... That didn't bother Taizim in Bava Kama. What bothers Bava Kama is that conceptually the Taizim in Subas is a tremendous Kiddush. It's a mind-boggling Kiddush. Because even the Niyach that they're writing in terms of the three Gemaras, that may or may not be, exist, but to extrapolate from there to Pachadosh of a Prutha is mamash a leap of faith. That's the problem with Taizim Subas. So when you read the Taisa Ksubis, you have to analyze and take apart every line of Taisa. Taisa is not just saying three Gemaras and Bava Kama and calling it a day. They are jumping an unbelievable jump. And Taisa and Bava Kama couldn't hold on to that jump. That was too dangerous a jump. They weren't Mesiaches to this Taisa. Even though they hold like Taisa's basic premise, but the premise of the three Gemaras is not going to help for our sugya, because Meman of Shach. If it's more than a Shavu Pruta, you're in trouble. Once it's beneath Shavu Pruta, then it's not called Chaser anymore. If it's not called Chaser, we can't hit you for Hanor. So therefore, Taizim Bevakama decided to go a totally different route. They brought Uriah from Shane, an interesting idea, and they extrapolated it in what they thought was a proper extrapolation. So we have two Mahalchim and Taizim, two very, very different Taizim, not because they disagree in the basic Sugyas of Zedah and Ezel Chaser. They both agree against the Rabban and the Mechay Yosef. But even if you disagree with the Ramban Ruchai Yosef, there's still a tremendous, tremendous difference between plugging in those sugyas here, because they're not really the same. This is a Pachas Pruta, this is a Chisar in the moment. Well, you don't hope from Baruch Be'er's Hagdar as a Pachas. It's a Chisar. Pachas Pruta, it's still a Chisar, and it's a Chisar without a Chiv Tashlumen or something. You know, touch it up a little bit. So let's take a step back for a moment. Because for Taizen Ksubas to be correct, for this Okimta to be correct, two things had to be true. They had to be right in their basic analysis of the Sugyas of Bava Kama, and then they had to also be right in their extension to Bava Shavu Pruta. And even though Taizen in Bava Kama took them on the second premise, but the first premise they agreed to. Unlike the Ramban and Mukhayos, Takah disagreed with the first premise. So let's leave out Taizen for a second. Go back to the world of Baba Kama for a second. And analyze this machloikis for a moment, because again, this is our whole Taisa is hinging upon the first of these premises. If I never saw Taisa Ksubas, never saw Taisa Baba Kama, never learned anything, and I would tell you two facts. I would say to you, Zenehneh v'zeh chaser chayev, Zenehneh v'zeh lo chaser potter, Zenehneh $100 or zeh chaser $20, how much do you pay? What would you say, Misvar? That's the other Svar. There's only one two possibilities, either 20 or 100. So Taisus and Baba Kama and Ksuba said 100, Raman Briyos said 20. What do you think that depends on, Rabbi? What do you think that ultimately depends on? Rabbi say, why is it that Zenene Vezelo Choser is Potter and Zenene Vezel Choser is Chayef? What is it about this magic word Choser that changes everything? Why does that make a difference? Whether the other guy's chaser or not? So, after all, we're not talking about Shein B'Shus HaYochid. We're not talking about Gezelas and Chavolas and Mazikim. We're talking about Zeh Nehneh. We're talking about a Chiv of Hanah. We're talking about the secondary Chiv called Chiv of Hanah. And Afal Pichein, we don't accept Rari Bachamu. We hold that it has to be chaser. It's got to be chaser. Why does it have to be chaser? I'm talking Hano and you're talking Chaser. So what's Pshat Rabbi saying? This is a throwback to the first day of Shir, the first day of this Sugya. Namely, we spent a lot of time introducing the Sugya. Some people are probably wondering why we spend so much time in the Sugya. Well, you're about to understand why. A major machlekes in the Mishnayim. Why ultimately is a Hano Chayev? What's the Mechayev of Nehneh? The Yishlachkor? Is the Mechayiv of Nes fundamentally a Mazik type of a Chayiv? That's what, who said? The Shol and the Rashba seem to say. It's fundamentally Mazik. That's what the Shol seem to say. What's fundamentally what? It's fundamentally Hano. A new Chayiv, you want to call it. Shimon's Chayiv, you want to call it. A Svar, a Pasik, whatever you want to call it, but it ain't Mazik. If it's not Shaykh, the native, it is, the whole Sugya isn't relevant. Like Del Hevishad and Rashba, and the anonymous Shayla and the Rashba. I don't understand this chakira. I don't understand this chakira. We paskin the halacha that zenene v'zelo choser is potter, and zenene v'zeh choser is chayev. Isn't that a dead giveaway? That it's not the hano that's the mechayev, it's the choser that's the mechayev. The choser that's the mechayev. Isn't that another way of saying mazik? Isn't that another way of saying that? Well, when it's a shein b'shus harabim, the reason why you chayev, it's not regular shein amu b'torah, because the b'shus harabim, so we can't nail you for regular shein mazik. It's a lower level hezek. It's a lower level hezek that you don't really have to pay the full amount of what you ate. You have to pay the hezek that you gained. You can't be nehneh for somebody else's back. Well, somebody else was losing their carrots, and you're benefiting from those carrots. Oh, that's trouble. You're going to have to pay, but you're basically paying as quasi-mazik. It's chayev. In Idis, maybe even, we can discuss Idis Meitav. It's basically mazik. If you hold that Hanoh is basically mazik, so then I understand full well why there's a split between Zenehneh v'zeh chaser, and not just the Zenehneh v'zeh lo chaser. It's pretty obvious, right? What if you hold the other side, like the Rashba, like the Ktzois, Rav Shimon, that the Mechayiv Hanoh is not really Mazik. The Mechayiv Hanoh is really what? Is really Hanoh. It's a separate, you can't be Nana from Yenim's Chayiv. That's it. You can't be Nana from him. That's it. So why do I care if the other guy's Chaser or not? If the focus of the Chayiv is on my Hanoh, why does it matter to me whether the other guy's Chaser? Why does it make the slightest bit of difference? So Al Korchach, you have to say that his yes being Chaser or not being Chaser is not integral to the chiv itself. It's not intrinsic to the chiv itself. That factor of being him being chaser or not being chaser is not what's driving the engine of this chiv. The chiv is being driven by the hanah. Because this is not mazik. This is rashba, ktsois. This is about chayiv. This is a different kind of a chiv. It's nothing to do with mazik. So there's nothing to do with mazik. We have this gnawing question, why does it only take place when the other guy's chaser? So a korachach, you have to say that his yes being chaser or not being chaser, chaser is something which is tangential to our discussion. And you have to start invoking other areas of Dini Mominus you may want to throw in terms something like, a term we spent a lot of time on, well, maybe I'm being nene from something, and it's not even costing you anything, there may be almost an implicit what? Maybe be an implicit what? Maybe it's a mechila. Maybe we want to invoke like a quasi-term called amidastoim. Maybe it's such a mean guy. The other guy, listen, you're not in the apartment anyway. The other guy's this poor yeshiva guy. He has nowhere to go. We got 14 guys in his dira. The water's not working. The heat's not working. Let him sleep in your Rechavi apartment for $10,000 a week. What's the big deal? You have nothing to lose anyway. He's not ruining anything. He's not breaking anything. No, I don't want him. Why not? You're living in the five towns. Your apartment's empty for all of the winter. What do you care? No, because I live in stone. Now, please don't misquote me on that one. I live in stone. That's why I didn't give Tina because you did. So, those svaras of, it's like kaifer me this dime, it's like mechila, it's like it's not nice, you're not fair, you're a meanie. Those are not like pure Didian mominously. Those are not part of the Iker Mechayev. The emissary Mechayev is the Hana. You're Chayev for the value of Hana. Ella what? Kol's man, the other guy's not losing anything. There's kind of an understood tour going on here. That's a totally different way of viewing the requirement for chaser versus not chaser. If you go with the understanding that Zen Nene is basically a mazik type of a din, so the mazik only translates when the other guy's chaser. If the guy's not chaser, then there's no mazik. There's no mazik, there's no hana. If you understand that the chi of hana is not really mazik oriented, it's really hana oriented, and the requirement for chaser is kind of something tangentially, because in the absence of chaser, so there are other zaitik, tangential reasons to papi you, that's going to spell a whole different value. That's going to spell different dollar signs on the board. L'chayr, that's the nekudas ha-machoykes in Rishayim. I was nana $100, and you were chaser $20. How much are you going to make me pay? How much are you going to make me pay? If you hold that zen nana v'zelo chaser is fundamentally a din of mazik, then there's no way in the world we can make you pay more than the amount that you were mazik. You were only mazik $20, the extra $80 is matanim in Hashemayim. You only mouse, you only mechas the guy $20. How can you make you pay a penny more than $20? Based on what? Based on who? Based on what din in the Torah can make you pay more than $20? You only mouse up to $20. That's all the value, that's all the chaseris was. That's all the value, that's all the loss you caused the guy. $20, that's all you have to pay. Are you a nana an extra $80? Mm-hmm. Mon came down from heaven. You got a free apartment in Rechavi for a few weeks. Only $20, that's it. No more, no less. But if you hold that, the real mechayev in Zenene is the hanoshiva. To say that I only pay $20 is a meaningless psak. What do you mean you pay $20? But then no, it was $100. Either you pay $100 or you pay nothing. $20 is an arbitrary number. We need a chisorin of something in order to offset what? What does the chisorin do? Once there's a chisorin there, what is the guy in the five towns now saying? That yeshiva guy, he's rooting my apartment for 29 cents worth. I don't want him there anymore. The fact that I don't want him, not because I'm from Stone, not because I'm a bad guy. I don't want him there. He's rooting my apartment for a dollar. And now, once we invoke that, once we, in effect, remove that implicit mechivo, that implicit kefir amidas dom, whatever you want to call it, then the chiv moment kicks in. And how much is the chiv moment? Give me a dollar value for the chiv moment. What is it? It's $100. Because that's what it was all along. $20 was a meaningless number. $20 is a way to be b'shar what the chaseiros was. When you're in Parshas Nezikin, then you can talk about $20. When you're Parshas Hanor, then it's either 100 or 0. The chayre, that's the kudus of b'chaykes of Rishayim. Now, where does the Rashba fit into this picture? The Rashba was the one Rishon that we have on record of saying what? Of saying what is it and what is it not? It's not a mazik. It's for sure not a mazik. It's for sure a chi of hanor. If so, the Rashba's the Shittasan. Because the Rashba not only supported Tosis' theory in Ksubas and Bava Kama, not the application here necessarily, but in theory, and the Rashba brought more rayas to it. He was the one who brought the best raya of all the rayas was the raya that Tosis and Ksubas left out. The raya from Rav Nachman and Gov to their partner. That's the Rashba, the Shittasan. Because the Rashba, it's either all or nothing. Either it's zero or 100. 20 is meaningless. 20 is a mazik to kedin. This is not a mazik din. This is a hanor to kedin. We just need $20 of hezek just in order to declare that the other guy's not the moichel anymore. Rabbi Say, based on what we just said, that the requirement for chaserus, so to speak, what do you need chaser for? What's the goal of being chaser? The goal of chaser is not to get a halachic chasher mishpat statement on the table. What's the goal of chaser? Goal of chaser is just to knock out of the box what? To knock out the mechila, cover his dorm, to not being a nice guy, being a meanie. That's the goal of chaser. We don't need a halachic chaser. What do we need? We need a metzias. We need a guy to be mad. We need a guy sitting in the five towns, getting on the phone and say, get yourself out of that apartment right away. So the guy in the yeshiva guy is going to say, what do you mean? I'm only causing a chaser. We must have a proof of chaser. So what does the guy in the five towns say? He says, leave the lumdus to the base medrash. I don't want my apartment going down even a fachas b'shar pruta. You don't need a halachic chaser. All you need is chaser to offset mechila, offset kavanah mitzadayim. Who makes a lot of sense now, Rabbi say? Tosafot Ksubos makes an awful lot of sense. We had problems with the Tosafot, Baruch Ben, the Maharsha, and screaming, shrank on the camera Tosafot. What's Tosafot talking about? They extrapolated from Sugyas and Baba Kama to Sugyas. Yeah, that's more than a pruta. There's less than a pruta. Didn't Tosafot realize this is less than a pruta? Yeah, Tosafot realized that Gam's good, this is less than a pruta. They also realized that the whole reason why you need chos in the first place is not to register any dinim din imamanis. That's not the goal of chaser, says Tosafot Ksubos. The goal of chaser is just to offset any particular ways of somehow getting out of this chiyuv. Once we got the balabas riled up, you can get riled up for a pruta, you get riled up for a pachas pruta. We got the balabas riled up. Now what kicks in? What kicks in, Rabbi Say? The original chiyuv hano. Now how much you have to pay? Gotta pay. Full amount. It's b'teres hano, not b'teres gazla, it's b'teres hano. Guess what? It's b'teres hano. When does the chiyuv kick in? Military timetable. What point does the chiyuv kick in? The moment it goes down the tube. What else happens at the same time? Chiyuv mis b'shemayim v'chiyuv shtruma. Guess what, Rabbi said? We have discovered America. We've discovered kimlei v'drabine. We have succeeded, says Tosafot Ksubos. No, everyone says Tosafot? No, Ashi? Tosafot says, right? No? Right? Didn't Tosafot say it? No? Yeah. And saying that Pachas Asher Pruta is nice when you're learning Chosh Mishpah. We're not learning Chosh Mishpah. We're talking about mean people.
So he wouldn't. So meaning the Marsha's claim that it's still, how could you view that as mamon? It's not chos.
Right. I never said it's mamon. Right. Because it's not monetary. This is not a monetary sugi. Right. This is a paid sabbatical sugi. Right.
So he would act. He would address all of it.
I think so. Right. If you understand. Okay, yeah.
If you like the interpretation of that, it answers the question, but isn't there the problems of whether or not you're going to apply in the first place? Didn't you learn earlier figures that it's not 100% mominous and it might be a kapar case?
No, this is not kapar. This is mominous, man. This is mominous. This is just not mazik. Why not?
Like, didn't we say earlier figures that...
This is hano. Why is this not kimmer? You're saying, I know what you're asking. What you're really asking is, he's asking the Me'iri and Baba Kama, the Ayin, Estenbal, Ima. He's asking, how can Hanoah, it's a Schaivas Mitas? That's what you really need to ask. But I don't want to answer that. That's what you're asking. I don't want to answer that yet, because otherwise we won't want to talk about it after the winter break, okay? So hang in there, okay? We got a while to go for that one. Right, okay. It's going to come out with different values, depending, right, okay. But maybe. It sounds like. Tyson and Mavakam is not Meshuba to my Lumbus in Washington Heights. Tyson's may have had a different way of reading this again. I'm just trying to save Pshat, but Lonely Link Subas. Not Link Brabakam, but Link Subas. It could be. Okay, everybody say, so far, when all the dust settles, we really have two answers to Kasha. We started up with one, we really ended up with two. We have two different solutions in the Taisim to the same dilemma of, hey, what exactly is the case? So either both Taisim are saying the same thing, Taisim Belksubas and Bapkam, in the sense of that we created a Chiv of Hanah, which is not a Chiv of Mazik, We solved the problem. Whereas Taizim Ksuba is how to create the whole Shavaputa Pizman. The Taizim of Akama said, no, this is called Zedan Vezeh Choser. Because, the what? Because there was Choser somewhere along the way. There was Choser that happened earlier, and that Choser that happened earlier is enough to kick in to create a Zedan Vezeh Choser. So we have two different solutions to the same problem. The common denominator between these two Taizim, although they're very different in their ultimate final approach, they are similar in 2 points. They're similar that they're both pushing the Hanor agenda, the Chayav al Tzanor, and they're both putting the same halachic basically value on the food here. That's not worth all that much. Either it's mamish worth nothing, or it's worth bumshav fruit. It's not worth all that much. And those 2 points that they're both Taizim are subscribing to are really Tali Zebizeh. It's dafka because it's not worth so much that therefore they can ignore the mazik gazlan angle and just focus on the hanah part. Rabbi say the sugya is about to change drastically, because if both Taizim and Ksubas and Baba Kama are putting this food at this point in the digestive system at being either totally worthless or Pasha Putin, which for mazik gazlan purposes is basically the same thing, is worthless. And that's the only thing that could drive their sugya of nana, putting it back in this category of nana. If somebody argues with the monetary value of this food at this point in the throat, then the whole sugya is going to read differently. Who disagrees with that point of Taisus? Both Taisus and Ksubas and Taisus and Baba Kama. The Ritzvah. Taisus, at the end of the Taisus, quotes the Ritzvah. For Ritzvah Piresh, the Ma'ari Afilu Ba'oichlan Dulam Isi. Taisus says, the Ritzvah says you got it all wrong. You just spoke for an hour and 5 minutes. They're all wrong, says the Ritzvah. The whole Shulchan Torah is based on a wrong understanding of the value. You brought the wrong guys in. You brought in guys who assessed this at Pachta Shavaputa. No, I'm bringing in my own assessors. We think it's worth more than a Shavaputa. Not so bad. What's a little bit of Truma in the throat of a Kayin? Come on. So we could pull off a Shavaputa worth. If it's a Shavaputa, that's the worst thing we wanted to hear. That was the last thing we wanted to hear. Why? Once you make it a Shavaputa, what are you automatically entering to? What area of halacha? The area we're trying as far away as possible to stay away from, what? Mazik. And why are we staying away from Mazik? Why do we don't like Mazik? Why don't we want to enter Mazik? Because if you enter Mazik, then what's happening? Then the Chi of Hezek is preceding the Chi of Mizvide Shemaim. It's not at the same time. There's no Kibbutz Ramadan. The whole sugya just self-imploded. So the last thing we want is Mazik. And the Ritzvah says, that's what I'm going to give you. I will give you Mazik. And now the Ritzvah pulls off. Unbelievable. Stunned. Says the Ritzvah, it's mazik. I never heard of Hanoh. You've been learning the wrong sugya now for the last 3 days, according to the Ritzvah. There's no who said mazik. How's that Hanoh? Did anyone in the Gemara ever say Hanoh? Who said Hanoh? Rashi, Taisus. Who said Hanoh? The Gemara never said Hanoh. The Ritzvah says the sugya is not talking about Hanoh. It's talking about mazik, gazlan, mazik. We're lumping them together right now. So gazlan, mazik, it's worth more than a proof, worth $100,000 in the throat of the Yisrael. And you could still say Kimmel Ramadan. You know why? Says Ritzvah, listen to this. A military timetable is not as perfect as we thought it was, or as we thought it has to be. Says the Ritzvah, Ubala, v'nana miyad, choshu boin ki echad. Afa b'sh'ein boin ki echad, ma'amish. Says the Ritzvah, when the Gemara said, it's efshel ha'chzai de'atchak, we started to turn our wheels and say, ooh, it's an echad de'atchak, it must be really, really low in value. Says the Ritzvah, you made a mistake. That's not what echad de'atchak was trying to accomplish. Pushing it further down the esophagus, the goal was not to push its market value down. It was a totally different goal of pushing it down the esophagus. You know what we were trying to accomplish? We wanted to merge together two moments in time that used to be very, very far apart. When the sugya started, we said, hey, wait a second, when you steal someone's chaylev and you eat it 10 minutes later, the geneva, hagba, remember that bad word we had on the board when we started out, hagba? Hagba is at 225 and achil is at 229, 4 minutes of difference, too far apart, kimle doesn't kick in. You know what we'll do, says the Riva? We're going to push the moment of gezeil of mazik a little bit further down the line. Not 225, not 226, not 227, 228 and 59 seconds. Is the moment of truth of Geneva and Gezela and Mazik. At what point? When the guy gives that last what? It's sitting in the bottom of his throat. He can get it out. Maybe he can get it out. If he really try hard, he can get it out. and he decides, I'm not getting it out. Gives a gulp. That moment of gulp, what is he right now? Tell me what he is right now. He just took the food that was worth $100. According to the Ritzvah, we brought in our assessors, they said it's worth $100. It was just worth $100 because it was still Efshel Lahachzir. Once he gives the last gulp, it's not Efshel. Once it's not retrievable anymore, then even the Ritzvah agrees it's not worth anything. You took somebody's truba by giving that last gulp and you turned it from being worth $100 to being worth zero. You know what we call that? You're a Goslin. Goslin, Mazik, Ghana, whatever you want to call you. You destroyed somebody's property. It was worth $100 a minute ago, and now it's worthless. So we're going to nail you for being a Goslin / Mazik. But wait, that's too early. You're not Chai Mishim Deshemayim yet. When do you become Chai Mishim Deshemayim? Oh, come on, a millimeter later when it goes down to the next point, what's called the Beis Abliya. It's minuscule, the difference, the moments are so minuscule that the Ritzvah says, for the purposes of the sugi of Kim of Dramine, we can call it what? Boim Bevasachas. That's what the Gemara is trying to do, to determine. That's what the Gemara discovered by saying, Nechla De'etchak. According to Tosis and Ksubis, in the first day, in Tosis and Bavakama, the Nechla De'etchak was a way to measure value of the food. Once it reaches a certain point, it's so worthless, then Hanok kicks in. We change Mazik, go into Hanok. According to the Ritzvah, we never changed gears. We were in Mazik Gazan from the beginning of the Sukkah to the end of the Sukkah. I never even mentioned the word Hanok. The Gemara doesn't even say it. I never heard of Hanok. The only thing the Gemara is trying to do, according to the Ritzvah, is to push the two moments of truth as close as possible for us to finally to stop being so relentless and give up already, put up the white flag and say, good, Kibbutz Dramine has been accomplished. That's all the Gemara is trying to do. So at first, the Gemara wasn't happy with Kibbutz Dramine. But when he got to that point, even though that's the moment of Geneva, and that's the moment of Nisa, okay, good enough. Good enough, says the Ritzvah. You made it. You passed the finish line. It's Takav Vasakas, it's Kibbutz Dramine. That's the Shach of the time of the Sugya. According to the Ritzvah, there's no need to learn Bavakam Zen and Zalachosa because the Sugya is not even talking about Hanoah. You don't have to spend time with Ramaz, with Bir Baruch Bez, right? Forget everything for the last hour. You learned the wrong sugya. We're not learning the sugya of Hanoah, we're learning the sugya of Mazik, and the goal of the Gemara is just to get the two close together.
But it doesn't say Mazik Bala, it says Mala Banana.
Well, what?
It says Bala Banana.
Bala Banana Miyad, Kevin Chos, Tachavah Bebeis Avliya, Ubala Banana Miyad. That Nana Miyad is not talking about the Hanoah of the Chiv Hanoah of Mamanus. Do you know what that's talking about? He's talking about Hanoah's Goron of Chulin. That's the moment of Achila. Because otherwise, why did he just talk about Hanoah? He just told you a minute ago the food's worth money. What does he need Hanoah for? So Rabbi Isai, the Ritzvah's Pshat is only as good as one piece of information. And what is that? It's only as good as what? As his newfangled definition of Boim Kiyachar. I thought Boim Kiyachar really meant it. And where I grew up, Boim Kiyachar means it's simultaneous. Ritzvah says, no, don't be such a stickler for details. Boim Kiyachar, mamish. I will show you, in my trip to Shas, we're going to learn the sugis called Boim Kiyachar, a new sugi that Ritzvah is learning now. Forget Bava Kama, forget Hanoah, forget Ra. A brand new sugi called Boim Kiyachar. Let's press the button in Shas and try to find sugyas that talk about Boim Ki Echad and see just how Boim Ki Echad is really Boim Ki Echad. So he pushed the button, probably started where Daf Yomi was, so it only took about 10 blad or so to get there. And lo and behold, the Ritzvah dug up a Gemara Maseches Yevamos. And that Gemara Maseches Yevamos, he was so excited to report to us, has a very, very newfangled definition of Boim Ki Echad in a sugya which has absolutely nothing to do with Kibbutz Dramine. Zero. Let's see, disclaimer first. The sugya there is not even talking about it. It's talking about Issachal Isser, which has nothing to do with that sugya. But it doesn't really matter. That's irrelevant. The fact that something is irrelevant never stopped us before. Says the Ritzvah, the nekud of relevance is just definition of Boim Kiyachas. That's all. We don't really care what they do. We could be talking about the culture. We could be talking about Bava Kama. We could be talking about Brochas. We could be talking about Malach Shechich Laguf. I don't care what it's talking about. But all we want is a halachic definition of Boim Kiyachas. If and when the halacha cares about Boim Ki Echad, how do you define it? Is it precise or can it be somewhat close? Close enough is good enough. So hopefully from tomorrow we have to see where the Ritzvah is coming from, what in the world that Gemara in Yevamos does or does not say. Is that Gemara going to really support the Ritzvah's theory? And then we have a few other pshatim in the Rishonim as to how to solve the dilemma that's going on here. So everyone's trying to solve the same problem. Two times in one direction, the Ritzvah to tell a different direction. Tomorrow we'll see the other two pshatim.